like the aggressiveness. Glad he never stops, and he's thinking, uh-oh, I better be safe. And bottom line is, he's safe. He just cannot get thrown out on that play. Nice throw. I'm sure Young didn't expect him to be going on that play.
Aggressiveness.
Get ready, Dallas, as Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket presents the Homer Call of the Week.
This is football. Listen to this crowd. They're all standing up. Woo!
I didn't mean to step on you, brother, but I'll tell you what. I got excited.
Now the left-hander. 3-1 pitch on the way.
Swung on! Head melted! Oh! In the left field! He just missed the second deck! Fly, fly, fly away! I don't believe it!
You're a bunch of losers. You are a bunch of losers.
It's just...
That is terrible.
All right, here we go. Three-man rush. Unbelievable! Josh Waller and the Lake Dallas Falcons will take over with a minute four left in this football game. They're going to win this football game. Oh, unbelievable.
Homer Call of the Year. We're all in our tuxes. Groobs.
DriverSelect.com brings you it.
DriverSelect.com.
Yeah.
And the 2300 would like to bring you Homer Call of the Year.
Wow.
I don't get that.
Something.
You're not missing anything.
You've already said too much, Bob.
Yeah, we can't talk about it.
Sorry.
All right, here we go. Now, I know in this Twitter world, it's difficult, but might I ask everybody to close their computers and pay attention for a 10-minute period?
Can I still play Angry Birds?
See, this is what's wrong. This is what's wrong with us. Okay, so everybody... I want you to pay attention closely to these six finalists who have made it through Homer Call of the Week.
CIX!
CIX!
Remember this, though.
Made it through the wild card round, made it through the divisional playoffs, and they all sit here, one of them, to be crowned Homer Call of the Year. And this is episode 11 for Homer Call Super Bowl.
And these are all winners.
Shut up. So, and then at the end of this segment... So, close your computers, take careful notes. At the end of this segment, we will do a vote during the break. Okay? And we'll come back and crown a winner after the break. So, listen closely. All right. Entry number one. Actually is a wild card, which made it through to the Homer Call, to the Super Bowl. It is soccer. It is Groobs' alma mater, right? Jesuit.
Yes, I went there.
Jesuit Dallas playing Houston's version of Groobs' school.
Boo.
For the UIL 5A Texas State Championship in soccer. Here we go.
Bo Grenier, the senior defender, is going to come in. He is a captain of this team. Grenier has to make it to keep Straight Jesuit alive. If he doesn't make it, the Rangers are going to win the state championship. The flag goes down. Here comes Grenier. Aubrey coming out of shot. No! Yes! The Jesuit are state champions! As a 100-minute soccer, we all want to go celebrate. The fans begin to flood the field. The Jesuit Racers are 2010 state champions. Thomas and Gregory run out of here. The fans are going crazy. The team is going crazy. They fought all over. Head coach Charlie DeWong. Unbelievable. After 3 years in waiting, the Jesuit Rangers are state champions.
3 years. That sounds like a winner, man.
3 years.
So that
pretty
was
good.
A wild card contestant
good.
From the off season. And I need you to vote in our voting.
When was that game actually played? Like last spring?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I need you to vote for your top three, okay, in order.
Some of those guys are playing for Chelsea now.
I don't know if you want to write Jesuit and then the next one you rank below or above it. Whatever you want to do. Okay, this next contestant is from week 14. The Philadelphia Eagles.
Yay.
Where the coach had said, Tom Coughlin, told his punter, look, we're tied. We're happy to go into overtime here. Whatever you do, don't punt it inbounds. They have a punt returner that's fairly good at this. So I don't care what the field position is. Just punt it out of bounds, okay? And the punter looked at him and goes, gotcha, coach. Then he went out and did this.
14 seconds to go. 31-31. Matt dodged the punt. Gets a high snap. Gets it away. It's a knuckler. Jackson takes it at the 35. Picks it up. Looks for running room. He's at the 40. He's at the 45. Midfield. He's at the 40. He's let it go. Deshaun Jackson. I don't care if he jumps, dives. He's running around. And he's in the end zone. And there's no time. And the Eagles win. The Eagles win.
This is Miracle in the Middle East number two. Baby,
he ran around until all the zeros were on the clock, and the Giants fans can't believe it, and the Eagles have just pulled off the most remarkable win I have ever seen.
Miracle number two in the Meadowlands.
I have never seen anything like this. Never, never seen anything like this.
Now what still, is better than this?
Now, they still have to kick the extra point, right?
Oh, did you need to tack that on?
That sounds like a winner.
All right, the next contestant is from week 13. This is Maryland Field Hockey, Bob. The national championship. And they're in overtime and stuff, so here you go.
O'Donnell trying to find her way inside the 25, flipping it to Fraz. Fraz approaching the circle. Fraz inside the circle, cracks the shot. It goes in! Fraz scores it! Maryland wins his seventh national title in double overtime! What a game! 3-2! 3-2! Chiefs win! Not this way! The Maryland way! Maryland! Ultimate revenge! Maryland! Your Terps are national champs once again! Wow!
Now that's field hockey, right?
Which, it's not to say women's field hockey football. Would be redundant, right?
Right.
There is no such thing as men's field
and
hockey.
And their seventh national championship, which would mean you think they'd be used to it by now.
Do you think we need Maryland? Your Terps are now national champions again?
What do you mean?
Well, that seems reserved generally for World Series or NBA Finals or something like that. I just wonder if Maryland people stop raking their yards very long to soak it in.
And calling it Ultimate Revenge. Did you catch that?
Ultimate Revenge. That's nothing requires revenge awesome. Quite like field hockey.
So you couldn't keep your computer closed the whole time, huh?
Dude.
You went three.
Would you stop?
Bob made it through three.
It's pretty good.
Eyes on your paper.
I'm just trying to have everybody pay attention here.
And you're worried about me?
And you're the one.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, okay.
What?
Didn't realize that he had such a good comeback.
I have copious notes right here. Go!
All right. I just asked for one thing, that's all. But you made it three whole calls. That's probably a record. All right, we go to high school football, Arkansas. We have Batesville versus Wynn. Okay? Batesville announcers you're going to hear. The Batesville Pioneers taking on the Wynn Yellow Jackets in Arkansas. Wynn leads 13-10. There's a minute 18 left on the clock.
The ticket.
Wynn is at the Batesville 3. They're about to punch it in to seal the victory. Here are the Batesville announcers.
Let's see what the defense can do. Handoff goes to the left.
Ball's on the ground. Batesville's going to pick it up. He could go. Go, Matthew. Go, Matthew. Oh, Matthew's going to go.
He's going to score.
Touchdown, Matthew Showalter.
Touchdown, Matthew Showalter.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Woo-hoo-hoo.
And there ain't no flag.
No penalty flags on the play.
Matthew Showalter with the scoop and score goes 97. That was Showalter, baby.
For president right now, baby.
Matthew Showalter, 97 yards on the scoop and score, goes for 7 or 6. Pioneers lead it by 3.
Now, what if this was like a movie? And you know how Freaky Friday or something, when they both make the wish at the same time, they switch bodies. What if somehow this color commentator was given the power to make Showalter president? And now we're watching the State of the Union, and it's this kid.
He's still in his football uniform.
And he's like,
he has the football. He's like,
friends. Oh, no, it's Obama's body, but it's Showalter's persona somehow got in him.
I feel like
and the
then
next
you would
day,
want the
passing
telephone.
Laws about Arkansas.
It sounded just like that, dude. No war.
I'm trying to process what age of broadcaster means to me, because Jesuit and Maryland field hockey seem to have young lads learning broadcasting. These guys, they seem like they could be with a little gray hair, little patches of gray, and
they've been in this
business
quite some time.
They've been watching generations of Arkansas high school football, and
I bet the color commentator was a tight end on the Pioneers 1972 squad that actually came within. They were leading in the state
Showalter
championship
is making it right
in the first quarter,
and half that team got their GEDs.
Showalter is righting a wrong, is what he's doing.
All right, we have two more. Our next contestant is from Week 7, Florida Atlantic. Is that their name?
Sure.
Playing Arkansas State.
The Owls.
The Arkansas State player delivers a big hit, but it does not seem that Florida Atlantic announcer thinks that it was a clean play. Here we go.
Oh, and he took a hit to the head on the slide. Oh. Where's the flag? Where's the flag? A hit to the head on the slide is a flag. To the 27-yard line, Van Camp's slow to get up. He does get up. His helmet came off. There's not a flag. You cannot tell me that's a flag. That's not possible. Where's the commissioner? Where's Wright Waters? Where's Wright Waters? That's embarrassing. That is absolutely embarrassing. That has to be a flag.
And that still, we'll see.
He's
if
sliding.
Send Van Camp to the sideline. No, nope, there's Cooey.
Yeah.
He's got to get him
he's
out of
he's got to come out of the game now. It's ridiculous. That is, I can't believe that. I cannot believe that. You can't.
I mean, it took him a while to get into the
wow,
flag.
He is defenseless. He's defenseless. Don't you understand? Throw a flag.
Van Camp took a helmet-to-helmet shot regardless, even if he wasn't in his slot.
You know, I don't really care if you people look at me in the press box. You know what? I don't care. That's a flag. And I'll fight any one of you if you want. That's the mood I'm in at the moment.
Holy cow.
Gosh.
Apparently the team is not the only one melting down here. 5:58 to go.
That is great.
That's like such breaking new ground.
So many levels.
So he's yelling, first of all, the hit happens, and he yells, where's the commissioner? As if the commissioner of the league should walk out onto the field
at
that point.
He's going to pop up in the booth. Where's the commissioner?
Why is he not here?
There he is.
Then he pounds on the glass as if from wherever his high perch, the official might have been able to hear him.
He's going to look up.
Now, this is the Sun Belt, so that is entirely possible.
He's going to look up and nod his head and then throw the flag?
Then he'd like to fight others in the press box, because as you know, Bob, in the press box, there's no cheering.
Right.
But he's breaking that rule, obviously, and he doesn't care if you care.
Some are worried about that decorum.
If
but
you do care, let's take this outside and settle it like men.
Let's fight it out for a right to cheer in the press box.
All right.
Wow.
See why we have to take notes? This is very difficult. Now, our final entry is from Week 8. This is from Boston. Boston area high school football. This is Abington versus Rockland. Abington leads 12-7. 3 minutes left. Now, this apparent blown call will give the Abington Green Wave their first loss at home since 2004. So you can maybe understand why they're pretty fired up about this, like I said, apparent blown call.
Second and 10, I formation. Looks like Driscoll, the deep man in the eye. Austin throws it out. It's a backwards pass! That's a live ball! It's a live ball! There he goes!
Touchdown!
Oh, wait a minute, he's saying it's an incomplete pass. There's no way that's incomplete!
Absolutely not!
That's a backwards pass by 5 yards!
Absolutely not!
There's no That's an incomplete pass. That's a backwards pass. It's a live ball. That's a touchdown taken off the board against the Green Wave. And that man does not have that call or the view.
Football! Horrible!
Boo! 5 yards, backwards pass, live ball, touchdown off the board for the Green Wave. Nuts and bolts, we got screwed.
Wow.
I swear.
The color guy takes his headphones off. You can hear it. He's screaming.
That's the first Homer call finalist ever on an incomplete pass.
I think you're right. What are we going to do?
I don't have any idea how to vote this.
So you have to rank...
Just roll screenless.
Your top three in order.
Wow.
And then we'll weight that. And then we'll bring it down to a final two in the next segment, Bob. So during this break, think hard.
Okay.
Rate them in your order of the top three. So I don't know how you're going to throw three of them out. But you have Jesuit soccer, the Eagles punt return, the Maryland field hockey national championship, Arkansas, there ain't no flag, the Florida Atlantic announcer wanting to fight, and Boston high school football.
Amazing.
With an incomplete pass.
All right. We'll whittle it down to two next. The accounting firm of McDowell, McDowell, McDowell is working on our results. It's the Homer Call of the Year. It's a very exciting time for the 11th consecutive year. We will crown one above all others. And I believe the accounting firm has completed its accounting. Let's go over there and see if he's done tabulating.
I am, Bob. We've all voted.
Do you need it notarized?
Everybody took great notes. I liked Groob's voting. He noted on here that any of these could have won.
Oh. Little postscript.
That's a good point.
That is a great point.
That's putting it all in perspective for us, Groobs.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
That's what I'm here for, really.
But only one did. I will tell you that Philadelphia, the Eagles, didn't get any votes.
Got shut out again.
I'm telling you, it's so hard for an NFL voice to compete at this level.
Right.
There's too much of a decorum. They know their call will be heard everywhere.
But that one's great.
I know it is.
But
by NFL standards.
Yeah, now he had to face
high schools.
Yeah, he won the NFL championship this year, but now he's up against high schools across the nation.
With no decorum whatsoever.
Soccer. Right.
It's like broadcast network TV against cable.
Right,
you just
right.
can't compete.
It's the same reason why CBS can't put a show out like The Sopranos. That's exactly right, Tom.
Hey, Tom with a good entertainment point.
Hold that thought.
All right, so let's play you. So we tabulated the votes. We weighted them. Like the MVP voting in baseball, perhaps.
Uh-huh.
So you actually get a look at who finished third and such. So we want to start with that?
Yes. Number three on the medal stand, but with the bronze, Dan.
We'll go right to the last one we played. So I don't know how good this is for radio, but it's Abington and Rockland.
Boston.
The Boston. Third place, huh?
Third
place
Boston
area.
All.
High school football.
It's a tough year, man.
This is a, like you pointed out, probably the only incomplete pass we've ever had in the Super Bowl.
Second and 10. Eye formation. Looks like Driscoll, the deep man in the eye. Austin throws it out. Oh, it's a backwards pass! That's a live ball! It's a live ball!
Go!
Pick it up,
go,
buddy!
Yes!
There he goes! There he goes!
Touchdown! Minimuskegon!
Oh, wait a minute. He's saying it's an incomplete pass.
No,
there's no way that's incomplete.
Absolutely not!
That's a backwards
Absolutely
pass
not.
By 5 yards.
Absolutely not!
There's no way that's an incomplete pass.
26.
That's a backwards pass. It's a live ball. That's a touchdown taken off the board against the Green Wave. And that man does not have that call or the view.
Football!
Headphones back on.
Boo! 5 yard backwards pass, live ball, touchdown off the board for the Green Wave.
Uh-oh.
Nuts and bolts, we got screwed.
And Boston Rob providing the play-by-play.
Boy, it is Boston Rob. Ooh. The bronze. Wow, that's a
so
tough
many
thing.
Layers of that, but that's very strong. So,
they received no first place votes.
Really?
But three third places, a second, so they get. That's good enough for third.
Okay.
So we'll never hear from them again, right? This next one, our second place finisher, actually received two first place votes. One second place vote left off of three ballots altogether, Bob.
Subjective.
This is a bit shocking. But this is the Arkansas high school football.
Left off of three ballots?
Left off totally.
Wow. There ain't no flags? Can't get any love? That was my number one.
Dude, it's a tough year, though, man.
That's my number one.
Off of the ballot completely, though.
You also didn't like Caddyshack.
Yeah, true.
I'm happy to take responsibility for leaving it off my ballot, but I think I have three that are better.
I'm with you, Bob.
All right, again, this is Arkansas high school football, Batesville versus Wynn.
This is Wynn. Showalter's big day.
Wynn with the 13-10 lead, only a minute 18 left. Wynn about to punch it in for seal the victory. They're at the Batesville 3. And here you go. Here's the Batesville announcers.
Let's see what the defense can do. Handoff goes to the left. Ball balls on the ground. Batesville's going to pick it up. He could go. He could go. Go, Matthew. Go, Matthew. Go. Go, Matthew. Go. Oh, Matthew's going to go.
He's going to
score. Touchdown, Matthew Showalter. Touchdown, Matthew Showalter. Touchdown, Matthew Showalter. Wow. Oh, my gosh.
And there ain't no flag.
No penalty flags on the play.
And he's so worried
Matthew
about that one.
Showalter there with ain't the no stupid flag. Score goes 97. That was Showalter, baby.
Showalter for president right now.
Matthew Showalter, 97 yards on the scoop and score, goes for seven or six. Pioneers lead it by three.
Did he reference strong. The ghost of 97?
Boy, I didn't hear that.
I think I heard that in there.
It might be worthy to book them anyway. And I may have voted for them number one with the thought I'd rather have them on the show than any of the others. Like I need that color commentator on our show.
I thought the off mic guy is what made it extraordinary. The play by play guy excited, but I think we hear that call quite a bit during the season.
But there ain't no flag, Bob.
Well, don't feel bad, Bob. Don't beat yourself up.
No, I don't. I stand behind my ballot.
Because had they been named on all ballots, it still wouldn't have got as many votes as the number one. Was named on every ballot. The only call to be named on every ballot. Four first place votes, 2 seconds.
It's really, in the end, a worthy champion.
Joy to the world.
It can be no other. Doug?
Oh, and he took a hit to the head on the slide. Oh. Where's the flag? Where's the flag? A hit to the head on the slide is a flag. To the 27-yard line, Van Camp's slow to get up. He does get up. His helmet came off. There's not a flag. You cannot tell me that's a flag. That's not possible. Where's the commissioner? Where's Wright Waters? Where's Wright Waters? That's embarrassing. That is absolutely embarrassing. That has to be a flag.
And that still, we'll see.
He's sliding.
Send Van Camp to the sideline. No, there's Cooey.
Yeah.
He's got to get him
out
of there.
He's got to come out of the game now. It's ridiculous. That is, I can't believe that. I cannot believe that. You can't.
I mean, it took him a while to get into the flag.
Wow, he is defenseless. He's defenseless. Throw a flag.
Van Camp took a helmet-to-helmet shot regardless, even if he wasn't in the slot.
You know what? I don't really care if you people look at me in the press box. You know what? I don't care. That's a flag. And I'll fight any one of you if you want it. That's the mood I'm in at the moment. Apparently the team is not the only one melting down here. 5:58 to go.
You know, you try to put yourself in the spot, Dan, where you say if he did not challenge everyone to a fight, would you feel the same way? And I think I I still would feel very strongly about this call because he actually, I believe, suggests that the commissioner should go out there and overrule the refs.
Like right then and there.
Like have we ever seen that?
Immediately.
But,
yeah, right. Like it's like wrestling in his or mind, something.
Yeah, I don't think that's legal.
Let's get the commissioner out here to get that call right.
That is Florida announcer or Florida Atlantic announcer Dave Lamont.
Well, booking department.
Dave Lamont Sanford.
Yeah, that might be kind of hard. I've heard him distancing from this call.
Yeah, yeah, because this is not...
He might have lost his job over this, or did he?
Well, at the time, at least he didn't. I don't see anything that he has since.
Okay.
But I know it was
quarterback
taken
Jeff
down.
Van Camp hit. His helmet did pop off, but even in review, they never...
And his head didn't.
Yeah,
they
this is a problem with this vote.
They talk about it as a clean hit.
And it is a worthy champion, and we should not vote merely for to book the champion. However... The Texas high school legends who normally win this award, the godly high school guys last year, right, Dan?
Uh-huh.
They found it an honor to be given this award. Sometimes the further up you go, and not that Florida Atlantic's the Yankees or anything, but I would imagine he would find this to be, he'd be on full alert.
A bit embarrassed.
Yes, the booking would not be something he'd be honored.
I believe he formally apologized, and then this particular play... was removed from the play-by-play audio that was posted of the game.
Of course it was.
He apologized to Sunbelt Commissioner Wright Waters. He wrote a letter of apology to Arkansas State.
Community service.
And apparently apologized on air in their next game, which was the Shula Bowl.
Oh, we need that. We need his apology.
See if we can find the apology.
Oh, boy, he's beating on the glass. He was defenseless.
I'll fight anybody who doesn't accept my apology.
I doubt we will ever book this guy.
But let's try.
Talk about this. Yeah, maybe
let's
you
try.
Can put it under the heading of Florida Atlantic football talk.
That's a word. We want to preview spring football.
Hey, but I'm thinking the
Sunbelt. We covered North Texas.
The Arkansas guys might be calling us right now to get on. The ones who won the second place.
I don't know if they have phones. Yeah.
Come on.
They have the suit can right now trying to get a string long enough.
That's not
a
worthy the Wild
champ.
Whites.
That's a worthy champ. Congratulations.
They're sending a carrier pig.
Do you think
pig.
Of the Wild Whites of West Virginia when you watch the Arkansas
carrier
guys?
Pig. Right.
The Arkansas guys?
A carrier pig.
They're strapping a message on a pig and they're sending him south.
They to slap Dallas. It on the back. Get out of here.
Yeah. Go on down to Dallas, man.
That's not very realistic.
Don't you stop until you deliver that message.
Wow. Well done. Well done. Well, there's your champion. I don't know what we do now. Guess we get our picture taken with the field behind us and showing our ticket stub. But otherwise, we put Homer Call into its tiny little Homer Call bed till football season starts again.
So starting in the year 2000, we had Colorado, Georgia, Judson High School, the Minnesota Vikings, Kilgore High School, SMU, DePaul, Akron, Ennis. Wasn't that our guy?
Yeah.
Our buddy?
Hendry. John Hendry.
Godly. And then Florida Atlantic. The fifth college entry. Are they really a college?
One shining moment. One shining moment.